Good afternoon. This is A.T. Mann, and this is the Astrology Show at WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. And it is Friday, September 23rd. And I'm going to be talking about astrological influences that will be happening over the next 2 weeks. First of all, today is quite an important day in the year because it is the day of the autumn equinox when the sun entered the sign Libra at 5:05 this morning. This is a time of balance. You know, Libra represents or is symbolized by the scales. And therefore, it has to do with partnership, with legal issues, with financial issues. It's the balance point of day and night. Day and night are exactly equal today. So essentially, we have 12 hours of sunlight and 12 hours of darkness. What's interesting about it is that it does bring into question issues around boundaries, around where we are in relationship to other people around us. And Libra's main function over the course of the next month will be to actually ascertain and discover what the role of relationships will be. And it's, of course, very, very relevant because relationships affect us in so many different ways and so many profound ways in our lives. At the moment, Venus is also in Libra and Saturn's also in Libra. And as the sun moves about a degree per day, the sun is eventually going to catch up to Venus and, of course, also to Saturn. But it will also make aspects to the major outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. And this brings a different kind of drama to things. It really exaggerates the power of these issues and qualities. Now, one of the other things that Libra refers to is government and financial institutions, the legality of them. And as you probably know, the legality of America's ability to borrow money is really at question. The government is very dramatically in a place right now where the difficulties can't be understated or overstated. In 2 days' time, on Sunday, the sun will be in opposition to Uranus in Aries. And I've spoken in many of the earlier programs about the implication of Uranus in Aries, which is very person-centered, it's very individualistic, it's very fiery, very powerful. And also it's incredibly disruptive. And so when the sun goes in opposition to Uranus, it indicates all kinds of storms happening in many, many different areas, particularly the ones that I mentioned before, you know, because, partnerships, institutions, governments, financial markets are all going to be affected by the sun opposite Uranus. So it really does work to put a lot of pressure on relationships, and alliances that look as though they're rock solid can show cracks. And it indicates also that people are likely to say things they don't mean. They're likely to opt for independence and freedom rather than cooperation. And yet at the same time, if one is really able to express views creatively, then positive relationships can emerge and can come out of this kind of situation. Again, when Uranus is involved, what usually happens is that the results are quite unexpected and unlikely to be easily predictable, if at all. Again, Uranus is often seen as the planet that governs astrology, so it has to do with cycles, and it has to do also with music. And you know, along these lines, one would expect to see music be more raucous and disruptive and things of that sort also, like a return to punk or something. Also on Sunday the 25th, Mercury goes out of the sign Virgo, where it's been for almost a month, and into the sign Libra also. And this just kind of adds more fuel to the fire, as it were. And Mercury is the communicator. It's about being able to express yourself, to be able to see every side of a given issue, to recognize what's right and what's not. It's a very fair sign, but also the idea here is that clarity and correct communication win the day. So whatever content, whatever you're trying to express to others, it's important to be very careful in such a time to not ruffle people's feathers, because Mercury in Libra can be a little bit disruptive in that way, in the sense that it's going to be very easy to be misunderstood. So what happens is that communication, discussions, conversations, you know, often begin, and yet at some stage of the process, you begin to feel separate from the other person, not on the same page, which brings a whole different slant to things. And it indicates also a potential breakdown of such communications. And again, you know, the fact that Uranus is directly opposite to this, and that Mercury will go opposite to Uranus just a few days after, a day after on September 26, exaggerates the disruptive quality. So Mercury and Uranus happening in a sequence like this, Mercury first and then Uranus second, is very, very important, because it means communication and opening up the doors to really make such contact eventually and ultimately leads to a Uranian situation, which is very brilliant, but it's also often impatient. There's a tendency to move ahead too quickly, to draw conclusions that might or might not be correct, and a whole range of other things. I mean, obviously, Mercury to Uranus gives tremendous insight and brilliance, but the potential for misunderstandings. These astrological influences are, of course, the aspects, and aspects are geometric relationships between planets, and they are really the core of how astrology functions. You know, we're used to thinking of people in terms of their sun sign, but of course the sun in astrology is really the masculine energy, the spiritual component. It represents the father, it represents relationship to the masculine principle in general. Just as the moon and the moon sign represents mother, it's about emotions and feelings. And it's very different from the sun. So when sun and moon come together, there tends to be a very strong male-female connection, but also the new moons signal the beginning of months in countries like Israel, like the Jewish calendar, the Islamic calendar, and a number of others on this planet that are essentially lunar. They begin with a new moon, and the new moons therefore signal new cycles. And the new moon, of course, happens in the sign of the zodiac where the sun resides. And so we see on Tuesday, September 26th, that, excuse me, 27th, that the new moon in Virgo, in Libra, happens at that point. And it represents, again, the idea of the birth of this idea of reconciliation, of balance, about somehow making things work, of connecting with others rather than disconnecting. You know, Virgo, the preceding sign that was in operation until early this morning, can often be very disruptive. It can make people very critical. It can make them perfectionist. It can create such high standards no one can really achieve it. So when the new moon happens in Libra, we get the idea of a greater degree of balance and equilibrium. It indicates also the idea of, really working with others to create situations where there's a greater sense of balance, of equilibrium, and things of this sort. It's often about a more effective time, a more affectionate time. It's also the desire to make relationships and partnerships, particularly with a view to exchanging skills to make, you know, each individual involved in the partnership greater than their individual worth, it's also a bit easygoing, and it indicates this idea of, you know, having this very strong connection and connecting also to political issues. This doesn't necessarily mean that it cuts down on the sectarian nature of politics in this country, for example, or in the world in general, but certainly it has a kind of mediating influence. You know, a lot of these Middle Eastern revolutions, which began early in the year when the sun was going through the sign Aries, for example, the exact opposite sign at the spring equinox, we can easily see that some of these will be reaching resolution. Some of them are closer than others, but the whole idea of Libra is about reconciliation, about the idea of trying to make things work, putting things on a legal foundation, setting up political parties, finding all of these various ways to really make things work and function in the right way. Of course, it's interesting to note, however, just on as a philosophical aside, that there's an incredibly interesting poetry about the progression of the signs of the zodiac and the way one leads to another and the way they mark particular phases and stages of development for all of us. And so, you know, we have different relationships to them based on the planets in our individual horoscope, but we're again always affected by this more collective way of looking at things. You know, you may notice that rather than taking the approach of saying what the month is or the 2 weeks is going to be like for an Aries and a Taurus and a Gemini, that I'm actually in my programs talking about the general influences that affect many of us, if not all of us, and yet they affect us in very different ways. And this is especially true, as I've mentioned before, if you know the sign, where your sun is and where your moon is, simply because when we do, and when I talk about the positions of the planets, that's definitely the case. Okay, so September 28th, Sun and Mercury are square Pluto. And this is actually a much darker, a much more serious kind of connection, because Sun and Mercury together have to do with common sense, logic, thinking rationally, understanding, being practical about things. And when Pluto goes into that kind of relationship, a square to both of those, it means orators tend to arise and make statements that are far-reaching and maybe very dramatic. It's a very revolutionary attitude. Things change dramatically. People who had been in positions of power fall, and vice versa. It's really very, very potent when Sun and Pluto come together like this, because it represents, you know, people who exert great influence and rulers, people that carry and express great creative power. So it's a very, very powerful connection here, and one which can't be underestimated. The whole mechanism here is that fact of Pluto being an early Capricorn will affect particularly cardinal signs. Capricorn's a cardinal sign, as is Libra and Aries and Cancer. So all of those four signs are the ones that are affected most by these influences. Just to take a little bit of a break, this is the astrology show with A.T. Mann on WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. On the 29th of September, Venus goes conjunct to Saturn in Libra, and Venus's relationships, Saturn represents restriction, constraint, inhibition, and suffering even. So Venus going conjunct to Saturn represents that instead of being lighthearted and gay and playing and loving, that there's a sense of responsibility and duty that dominates the inclinations of the heart. It often indicates difficulties in one's love life. It can be jealousy. It can be being separated from someone that you feel very strongly about. It's archetypally separation from the mother or from the lover or from a sister. But of course, it functions in many of these different ways. It's a sense of dissatisfaction. And so once again, you know, these very Libran themes are occupying the next 2 weeks. On September 30th, the Sun in Libra sextiles Mars in Leo. And this is a time when a lot of energy becomes available. And it's a very creative time. It's about vitality, vigor, the will to live. It represents really the desire to really attain one's goals, to kind of forcibly push and advance, to accept leading positions, to overcome dangers, to, you know, take advantage of vocational situations that arise. And it can give, it can breed, you know, extraordinary success, very, very positive influences in general. And it can represent a situation where things can really move ahead in very positive ways. The only danger, of course, is it can lead to straining yourself, to really taking on too much, not really having adequate energy to carry through projects that maybe are a little bigger than you can actually work with somehow. But certainly, it's a very fiery kind of combination, because although the Sun in Libra is an air sign, air gets heated by fire, it begins to really push through. And so a week from Sunday is a day when, you know, maybe the NFL goes a little bit crazy and confrontations become more active and more powerful. And there's a lot of pushing through that happens on at such a time. On October 3rd, Mars is in Leo, and it goes square to Jupiter in Taurus. And October 3rd is a Thursday. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. Mars to Jupiter is often seen as being a very, very creative combination, because Mars is energy. Jupiter is your worldview, your belief system, your religious principles. And really the signal for Mars-Jupiter like this is typically successful creative activity and fortunate decisions. However, when they're in square to each other, as they are here, the Mars in Leo, which is very energetic and fiery, will often have a disruptive influence on Jupiter in Taurus, which is a love of stability and security, and a tendency to really want to take it easy, to really sit on one's laurels. Jupiter is very indulgent, particularly indulgent vis-a-vis food. So Mars-Jupiter in this kind of combination can be very rebellious. It can represent a tendency to exaggerate things that arise. It's often acting hastily, or, you know, particular actions where, you know, you behave in immoderate ways and things, you know, things change in this way. It's also about the idea of really pushing to get your belief system out there, to get it heard, to push other people to accept new beliefs, to found enterprises that, you know, advocate the views that you happen to consider to be dominant and powerful. And it can even indicate the resolution of long-standing issues that come about through differences of worldview, differences of opinion, or religious differences. And this whole idea here of this brings a kind of unpredictability to the whole occasion. Also, because Jupiter represents positive, growth-oriented issues, and it's in Taurus, which represents the material world and finances, this can easily indicate rapidly fluctuating financial markets, upsets, worries, woes that come about through the collective situation around us. It's like nowadays it's pretty obvious that you know, world situations fluctuating up and down almost anywhere have an impact on financial systems practically everywhere. It's kind of an endemic situation where, you know, one has to really be very, very careful about how this comes about, and to be very, very careful what's said, what's communicated, what's expressed, simply because things change dramatically. On Thursday, October 6th, which is almost 2 weeks away, we see that there are new rules of engagement. And Mercury, being communication, self-expression, now joins Saturn, which has been in Libra for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, and it will be there for almost another year. Saturn, if you remember, remains in each sign for about 2.5 years. So this indicates a trend towards being much more serious, focusing very deeply on agreements, decisions, relationships, structures. Being in Libra, it can often represent thinking quite seriously about how to formulate a relationship, where it should go, what are its limits, do things need to be organized. It's about applying method. It's thinking very deeply, often philosophical thinking, about relevant issues that bear on you and your life. It's about gaining experience, and particularly by talking things out. You know, don't just make a statement, a pronouncement, and expect it to be accepted at such moments. Because certainly it represents the idea of, you know, anything that's said too stridently is going to be questioned, queried. It's going to create all kinds of difficulties unless one is extraordinarily diplomatic. Because it brings with it a kind of self-willedness or even a kind of obstinacy. And again, the whole idea here is how to use something like this positively. Well, the way you use it positively is to focus on the book you're writing or the music that you're composing or the letter you need to write to your lover or to your landlord. It's about utilizing the seriousness of the occasion to deal with practical, realistic issues that affect you at this particular time. You'll often feel a little bit inhibited. That's just, you know, that's one of the signals that Saturn gives. The planets always signal their presence in various ways. They can either do so by a particular mood that affects people. They can do so by bringing more serious people into your life, or indeed by giving that serious side of things a particular little tweak so that it actually becomes more relevant. It becomes more powerful, more potent. And that we see here that, obstacles that arise are there to be worked through, to be expressed, to be communicated. And Mercury conjunct Saturn means that whereas Saturn in general can produce a blockage in a relationship, when Mercury's present, it finds a voice. There's a capacity to describe it, to talk about it, to fit it into a larger view, to correlate it with what the other person is feeling and what that may be about. So we get this idea in astrology continually that it's like, you know, life is a kind of trial, and it's also a game. And it's something that really requires that we pay attention, that we really engage. And I think that's the key word for this next 2 weeks, which is to really engage with what goes on, and especially in the relationships that you are in, simply because that's the name of the game these days. So this is AT Man, and this has been your biweekly astrology show on WGXC-FM, and that's 90.7 on your FM dial. I should be back to the studio in 2 weeks' time, and we will probably open it up for phone-in if anyone is interested. And there will be regular announcements on WGXC announcing this possibility. So I do hope that you'll be in touch with me, and I hope you have enjoyed this program. I'll sign off now.